As you are aware, the commission just came out of a retreat, which was held in Calabar, in southern part of Nigeria, 2 days ago. And at that retreat, it resolved that there was the need for it to engage stakeholders in the electoral process with a view to finding out avenues of extending time for the voter registration and 2011 general elections. Now, these are the issues that are likely to come up today, this morning, in a consultative meeting with the 64 registered political parties in Nigeria.
Nick, what is INEC's expectation if it meets the several political parties that will be participating in next year's election? What will be your expectation today?
Well, the expectation is that the commission will brief them about the retreat. It will also sufficiently brief them about the constraints it is facing in respect of the timetable that is recently issued out. And it will crave their indulgence to appreciate the need for an extension of time in order to allow the commission to do a very good job. Before now, the commission had always insisted that it is poised, it is ready to deliver elections that are better, qualitatively better than previous ones, but that it faced time constraints. But it had also to work within the provisions of the Constitution as amended and the 2010 Electoral Act.
Nigerians have asked for a better and a credible vote that will meet international standards. Is INEC willing to promise Nigerians that this election will be far better, that both local and international observers would describe this election as free, fair, and credible?
Yes, the Electoral Commission, that is INEC, has always insisted that it is determined to do its best to ensure, after working with stakeholders in the electoral process, deliver elections that are credible and acceptable to the international community. And so far, it has not spared expenses, it has not spared its time, it has been working assiduously towards that end. But what it has observed is that the time constraints it faces are a bit stringent for it to do a very good job. And it wants now to consult with stakeholders in the process with a view to talking to the executive and the National Assembly to amend the laws in such a manner that it would allow the commission to now do a voter registration that is without blemish and then deliver eventually elections that are credible and acceptable to the international community. That is what the commission wants to do.
So far, with the preparations ahead of the possible election next year, how different is INEC working than the previous one? How different will this election be?
Well, the commission under Professor Jegaswach has been working assiduously, as I have said. It has working been working very hard, putting in long man hours. In fact, impossible man hours, meeting in day in and day out. With a view to making sure that all the mistakes of the past are corrected and to making sure that the elections that the commission will deliver are credible, they are transparent, and that they are acceptable to the international community.